Jake, has the experience that you just went through in the last couple of weeks, has it sunk in yet?
Yeah, you know, it's been quite a whirlwind couple of weeks up there. Got in my first game this year and 30 minutes of action, then got sent back down, called right back up, and first start, first win, and got to get back in the net. It's sort of sunk in a bit, you know, getting a lot of support and stuff from home, so that sort of helped me sink in and think about it a little bit more and think what I accomplished, you know, finally reached my dream, but still a long way to go.
How many phone calls, tweets, emails, texts have you gotten in the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, I haven't really checked all the tweets. You know, I read a couple, but not many. There's too many to read in Facebook. It's sort of sorry for the people I haven't replied to yet, but I haven't had time, you know. So it's good, you know, to get the support from home and friends and family. They definitely helped me get those three wins and get that experience.
You looked comfortable in the net. Talk about your comfort level, let's just say, in that first game or even your first start versus where it was when you started against San Jose earlier this week.
Yeah, you know, that first start, I was definitely nervous, especially facing the Red Wings in Detroit and against Datsyuk and those guys. You know, I had some nerves, and, you know, we got off to a slow start, but I just told myself to stick with it. You know, this is my chance, and fortunate enough, I did that, and we got the win, and I just kept getting more opportunities, and I just wanted to make the most of it, you know. So I felt I did that. You know, that's what the team needed, and I felt I gave them that boost, and I'm just trying to do the same thing down here.
When you got that start against San Jose, did it finally feel like just a hockey game again as opposed to I'm in the NHL?
Yeah, it's the same game. Obviously, it's the best league in the world, and there is the differences between the American League and the NHL, but you've been playing the hockey game your whole life, you still get to stop the puck. So, you know, that's my job, and just to give the guys a chance, it's, like I said, I felt comfortable each time I get on the ice. I felt more and more ready to be there and felt like I was confident. You know, guys did a great job in front of me to ease the transition in.
All right, let's talk about the save. In Calgary, you make the stop that everyone's seen now. Right after it's over, what's going through your mind? Obviously, it's a scramble before it happens, but afterwards, were you smiling?
Yeah, I sort of took a deep breath and laughed about it a little bit, but after the game, I got to watch it on replay doing the interview, and I definitely did chuckle a bit. You know, it's one of those saves you always dream of making, but sometimes they usually don't happen, you know, but fortunate enough for me, it did, and, you know, I think in my mind, it could have changed the game a little bit. It could have been a 2-1 game, but fortunate enough, the guys got a couple more goals after that and sort of took the game over.
You talk about beating Detroit in Detroit, but you also beat Roberto Luongo in Vancouver. What was it like? Was it surreal to be facing a guy like Luongo that you grew up watching and be able to beat him in a shootout?
Yeah, you know, he's one of my idols growing up. You know, he's been one of the best goalies for the last decade and more. He's a great guy to look up to, and he's still a great goalie in his own right. Just another challenge for me. I was looking forward to it, you know. A rookie facing an NHL superstar like that. Didn't have a whole lot to lose, so I just put it all on the line, and fortunate enough, we got the win in the shootout. You know, that was huge. It was another boost for us to go back home, and, you know, just for me to know that I have the capability to play with guys on that level, it's a huge boost.
How big were Elliott and Halak in terms of what they did for you off the ice?
Yeah, you know, it's just they're both more quiet guys like myself, but, you know, just watching them, that's where I've learned a lot of my things to date. You know, watching older goalies ever since I was a kid. In Pee Wee, you watch the midget goalies. Midget, you watch the junior goalies. Junior, you watch the pro goalies. So I've always done that, and I always will. I learn things from Mac. I learn things from every goalie I'm on the ice with. So just trying to take a few things away and add it to my game.
It was your first time really in the NHL. Did you prove something to yourself here this week?
Yeah, I think I did. You know, it was my third year pro. Just trying to wait for my opportunity, and I got it, you know. So I got a chance, and I think I definitely proved myself, but I knew in the back of my mind I had the capability to play at that level, and it's just good, you know, to prove to other people that I'm ready, and, you know, I'm still going to come down here and pay my dues, work hard, and hopefully put on some good goaltending and get some wins for the team. You know, we got a big playoff push here, so, but definitely a huge boost for myself and the people in the hockey world.
Brendan Burke talking here with Jake Allen. Was that part of your mindset going into that you wanted to prove something to somebody?
Yeah, you know, it's your chance. You got to make the most of it. It doesn't matter if you're forward, D-man, goalie. You know, you get up there, you got a few games to showcase yourself. You know, if I would have lost that first game, I don't know if I would have got back in the net. So you just want to make the most of your opportunity. And throughout my five games that I got in, I definitely did that. And I'm confident that if I get another chance, I'll be able to do the same thing.
This being your third year and now getting your crack at the NHL, things can kind of drag on here at the American Hockey League level and start to bear down on you. Does getting that chance in the NHL, does it kind of light that fire again underneath you?
Yeah, you know, it definitely does take a toll being down here all the time, but you just want that chance, and to get that opportunity to know you can succeed at that level is just going to push you that much harder. You know, come here every night, every day, every practice, just to be prepared, battle and then try to get that next step. So when you get that chance again, that I'm going to be ready and, you know, hopefully stay up there, you know, and I'll have to come back down here, but it's part of the business and I'm going to be patient. You know, I'm not putting too far ahead of myself. I'm just going to keep it simple and keep doing what I do and hopefully I'll get another crack.
There's no doubt that confidence can help you here. How big of a deal is it for a goaltender to have that confidence behind them?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a huge deal. If you don't have any confidence, doesn't matter how good a goaltender you are, it's not going to help. It's going to put you behind the eight ball big time. You need to have a lot of confidence in net. You might not need to show it, but just the way you play and the way you handle yourself, you need to have that confidence in the back of your mind. And it's definitely huge coming back here. You know, it's going to be great to get back with the guys and get in the net tomorrow. So I'll be looking forward to it.
Well, Jake Allen, congratulations on the early success, and we're glad to have you back.
Thank you.